Some 10 million people have filed for unemployment because of the coronavirus, and the real number of people who have lost their jobs or had their hours cut is probably much higher and is expected to keep growing. Meanwhile, people who are trying to file for unemployment have been plagued by crashing websites and busy phone lines. For more on how to navigate all of this, we have Andrew Stettner, a senior fellow at the progressive nonpartisan think tank, the Century Foundation. Hi, Andrew.
Hi.
And Andrew, let's start by laying out briefly who can actually file for unemployment right now under ordinary unemployment and the CARES Act that Congress recently passed.
So normally unemployment is available to workers that get a paycheck, like a W-2, and they can been on the job for at least 6 months. And they are unemployed through no fault of their own. Including individuals who may still be connected to their job, but just have 0 hours in a week. So the new program realizes that that misses a lot of people, whether it be those who are self-employed or working through apps in the gig economy, or those who are newer to their jobs. If those individuals are unemployed because of COVID-19, Congress has given them a new special benefit through the end of this year.
Can you explain for us, though, for someone who has been furloughed, for instance, instead of laid off or fired, can they file for unemployment?
Thanks for that question, because there's a lot of confusion about that. But if you're furloughed, or even if you've just been cut way back in your hours, you can collect unemployment. Indeed, since 1935, when the law was passed, factories every year close down, particularly in the summer, and their workers collect benefits and then go back to work when they get back into motion. That's the same thing that's happening to many workers in retail, hotels, and all across the economy today.
What kind of benefits should people actually expect to get, and how much does it vary state by state?
There's a lot of variance state by state. Typically, it's half of your prior paycheck up to a maximum as low as $250 or as high as approaching $1,000 per week in benefits. But the really good news is that Congress, over the next 4 months, is going to bump up everybody's benefit by $600 per week. So most workers should be expecting basically to maintain their pay over the next 4 months.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about that enrollment, because we're hearing from folks all over the country who are now facing all kinds of issues just trying to file in the first place. They can't get in. The phone lines are busy or the websites are crashing.
You know, when you see that creaky car on the road with some rust around the tires, that was the unemployment system going into this crisis. And now everybody in America is trying to jump into that vehicle. Many of the systems are using 1970s or 1980s technology, and even many of the newer websites are having troubles. So my advice is just to be very persistent. We've talked to people in New York. Some have had to call literally hundreds, maybe thousands of times. You're just going to have to be persistent, try different times of the day, and have everything ready before you start your online or phone application, your name, your social security number, all that information ready.
Yeah, so those are some of the basic things that you need, but what else do you need?
You'd want to have your work history. You know, if you're self-employed, you know, have your tax return or your Schedule C or some other evidence, you know, handy. If you're a regular worker, grab your W-2 and your pay stubs. Gather up any letter or communication by email or text that you got from your employer on your last day. And before you open your online application, spend some time just reading the websites. I will commend states for putting out some pretty good information about the process and how to answer some of the tricky questions on the application. So spend some time with the instructions.
Using your example of the systems being kind of like an old rusty car that we see out on the road, what do states need to be thinking about as they design their systems to let people file for unemployment? This doesn't look like an issue that's going away anytime soon. People continue to file for unemployment every single day or are trying to. And these are really huge and unusual numbers of folks who just can't get through.
So I think in the immediate term, they need to increase their bandwidth. We recommend that they take a triage approach, train people quickly on some of the simple issues like resetting your password, and then leave the more tricky stuff to seasoned employees. We don't think it's too late to make changes to their systems. For example, translating more of the pages into Spanish and other languages, and make it easier to file these applications on your phone. Unfortunately, when they've designed these systems, they don't take a customer-centered approach generally. Understand your customers and the challenges that they have, you know, for example, speaking another language or not having a computer at home.
One last question for you. You talked about the CARES Act. Do you think that the CARES Act goes far enough in providing protections for unemployed folks and also the money that they need?
I think in general, we think it's probably too short of a dose of action. You know, we think this is going to trigger a recession, and many workers and sectors, unfortunately, will not be able to go back to their same jobs because some of the companies won't make it through. And so they'll have to have a longer period looking for a new job. So we want a longer period of assistance. We want some fixes to the underlying program. And we are really calling on the Labor Department to interpret the CARES Act in a very expansive way, making sure that these new benefits are really delivered to the gig workers and others who are left out of unemployment benefits typically.
That's Andrew Stettner with the progressive think tank, the Century Foundation. Andrew, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.